Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Stilson Collision, the best body and paint shop in the Thumb. If you get into an accident, see Stilson Collision, located on Fillion Road, just north of Bad Axe. And by L. Hansen Motors of Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department. And by Thumb Area Septic, call 989-673-2628 for all of your septic-related needs. And here on County Circuit Court, Tamara Lynn Oxley appeared for a probation violation hearing. Oxley, represented by attorney Dallas L. Rooney, faced allegations of violating probation conditions, specifically failing to attend and complete the TRSC program and being removed due to rules violations. Prosecuting attorney Timothy J. Rutkowski represented the people of the state of Michigan. Oxley accepted responsibility for the violation. The court noted this technical violation could carry a maximum sentence of up to 5 years in prison. Sentencing has been adjourned to next Monday at 9 a.m. And Monday, in Huron County Circuit Court, Judge Pro presided over a bond revocation hearing for Leon Francis Piscores. The people's motion to revoke bond was heard. Defendant Piscores was present, represented by attorney Dallas L. Rooney. The prosecution was represented by Chief Assistant Prosecuting Attorney David Wallace. Concerns were noted regarding the positive test with the defendant having a sober link device and bringing a breathalyzer to court. The proceedings have been adjourned for 2 weeks. The next hearing is scheduled for June 1st, 2026 at 10 a.m. And a Huron County Circuit Court on Monday was sentencing for Terry Alvin Kaufman in a large embezzlement and funeral contract conversion case. Kaufman initially failed to appear for sentencing, with defense attorney Elizabeth Weisenbach telling the court he had been hospitalized after suffering a concussion. Prosecutor Michael Trescone, representing the Michigan Attorney General's office, said Kaufman had previously cited hospitalizations to avoid talking to investigators. The judge ordered Kaufman to appear by 9:30 a.m. or face a bench warrant, and prosecutors confirmed a special agent was prepared to take him into custody if necessary. At 9:30, when Kaufman failed to avail himself, Judge Prill issued an immediate bench warrant. The prosecution had their officer immediately leave with the warrant to apprehend Mr. Kaufman. Kaufman was apprehended and brought into court for sentencing to move forward. He had previously entered no contest pleas to one count of conducting a criminal enterprise, two counts of embezzlement between $20,000 and $50,000, five counts of embezzlement between $1,000 and $20,000, and 31 counts of funeral contract conversion. During the hearing, the defense challenged portions of the pre-sentence investigation report and requested a delay in sentencing. Prosecutors argued Kaufman admitted responsibility for 39 felony offenses involving 55 victims and more than $192,000 in losses. Huron County Public Guardian's representative told the court many victims were legally incapacitated or developmentally disabled and had lost prepaid burial funds. The court denied defense objections and the request for adjournment. Kaufman was sentenced to 23 months to 10 years in prison on the embezzlement and conversion convictions. When we come back from this L. Hansen's Motor sponsor message, we'll continue with our national news.
If you're tired of dealership stacking fees like they're building a bonfire, then come to Al Hansen Motors. No dock fees, no finance fees, ever. The price you see is the price you pay. No surprises. And for this week's featured vehicles, I have a couple new arrivals. The first is a 2020 Ford EcoSport Titanium with 41,000 miles. It gets good fuel economy and has Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, remote start, a backup camera, heated seats, and more. We're asking $16,580. Next up is a 2016 Jeep Cherokee North Edition 4x4. It has a naturally aspirated 3.2 V6 with 58,000 miles. You get cloth interior with heated seats, a heated steering wheel, a power liftgate, and remote start, all for $16,980. I also have a 2018 Ram 1500 Laramie Longhorn Crew Cab 4x4. It's fully loaded, has factory towing package, a 5.7 Hemi V8, and also comes with options you don't see every day, including Ram Air Ride suspension and the Ram Box. Take it home for just $28,580. And if you're looking for a reliable vehicle that won't break the bank, I have a 2016 Chevy Impala Limited. It's in very good shape with only 100,000 miles, and we're asking $10,580. And again, no dock fees, no finance fees, because paying for paperwork is ridiculous.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing with our national news. Tech industry labor market remains volatile. New data released today shows that the job market for information technology workers in the United States remains murky. Despite its broader economic recovery, several major tech firms have announced another round of personnel reductions, citing a shift in focus towards AI infrastructure. While layoffs continue in traditional software development roles, there has been a notable surge in demand for specialists in machine learning and data architecture. Career experts suggest that the industry is undergoing a structural realignment rather than a total contraction. In other national news, rising measles cases spark public health warning. Public health officials have issued a national alert following a sharp rise in measles cases across several states. The outbreak, which began in the early spring, is being attributed to a combination of international travel and a decline in routine childhood vaccination rates in certain communities. Clinics and hospitals have been instructed to increase screening for symptoms, which include high fever and a characteristic rash. Health departments are launching new awareness campaigns to encourage families to stay current on their MMR, measles, mumps, and rubella vaccinations to prevent further spread. When we come back from this Thumb Area Septic sponsor message, we'll continue with our international news.
Whether you need septic pumping, a port-a-john, or a complete septic system replacement, Thumb Area Septic has you covered. From septic inspections, excavation services, new installations, replacements, and emergency services as well. They do it all with quality, reliability, and honesty, as well as competitive prices. Call Thumb Area Septic today for a free estimate at 989-673-2628 or visit their website at thumbseptic.com. Remember, they're licensed and insured for your protection. Thumb Area Septic, your trusted experts. 989-673-2628. Call now.
Hi, this is Adam with Thumb Area Septic. Call us today for all your septic-related needs. Proudly serving all of Tuscola County and now serving all of Sanilac County and surrounding areas.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our international news, UAE and Nozomi Networks, partner for cyber resilience. The UAE Cybersecurity Council has entered into a strategic alliance with Nozomi Networks to enhance the protection of the nation's critical infrastructure. The partnership will focus on securing industrial sectors, including energy and transportation, against advanced cyber threats. As a part of the initiative, a new Innovation and Excellence Center will be established in Abu Dhabi. This center is intended to serve as a hub for threat detection and the development of local cybersecurity expertise to safeguard the UAE's digital economy. In other international news, Turkey unveils first intercontinental ballistic missile. Turkey surprised international observers at the Istanbul Defense Fair by unveiling the Yildirim, the country's first intercontinental ballistic missile, or ICBM. Developers claim the missile has a range of 6,000 kilometers and can carry a payload of up to 3,000 kilograms. The debut has raised questions about Turkey's long-term security agenda and its relationship with regional neighbors. While some Turkish leaders celebrated the achievement as a milestone for domestic defense, some experts have questioned the strategic utility of such a weapon in the current geopolitical climate. When we come back, Nastolsen Collision sponsor message, we'll continue with our obituaries.
If you get into an accident, go to the best place in the thumb for your auto body collision and paint work. Stilson Collision. This is Luke Stilson.
And this is Marv Pullum. With our combined 95 years in auto body and paint work, we ensure satisfaction with the best quality work in the thumb.
This is Rich Pullum. From deer collisions to major accidents, we accept all insurance work.
That's right, Rich. If you need professional collision repair and auto body work, come see us at Stilson Collision, located 1704 West Fillion Road, just north of Bad Axe, or call us at 989-553-3649.
Or call me, Marv Pullum, at 989-553-3648.
At Stilson Collision, we do it right or we don't do it.
We have no obituaries to report at this time. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. The Net News Update was brought to you by Stilson Collision, the best body and paint shop in the Thumb. If you get into an accident, see Stilson Collision, located on Fillion Road, just north of Bad Axe. And by L. Hansen Motors of Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department. And by Thumb Area Septic, call 989-673-2628 for all of your septic-related needs.